Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former dairy owner in Richland Center has died. Jim Patch, 84, of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness. After living in various states following his military career in the Army, Jim and his wife, Doreen, moved their family back to Richland Center in 1982 to manage and eventually purchase Elm Grove Dairy with his business partners. Jim served as president of Elm Grove Dairy until it was sold in 1998. Following the untimely death of Doreen, Jim found love again and married Sue Lida Patch in 1999. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Authorities have found the man on the run who shot a deputy in Sauk County, but now he's in a standoff with officials in northern Wisconsin. Police say Tuesday night, 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller shot at officers near Baraboo after a police chase and traffic stop. He ended up shooting one deputy who's expected to be okay. Miller has been on the run ever since, until last night when he started a standoff with officers in Portage County. It started at a house in Amherst. Authorities arrested five people, but he shot at deputies and ran inside. The situation is ongoing. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says when captured, he'll be charged with attempted homicide of a law enforcement officer. Drowning deaths number in the thousands each year. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Experts say most drowning incidents are preventable with effective policies, education, and community action.
The biggest thing we want to make people aware of is that drowning doesn't look like you think it does. It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley with the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He said if you suspect someone is drowning, you have about 20 to 60 seconds before that person is going to be underwater.
The most important thing is to not become a victim yourself. It can be a really dangerous situation to put yourself in.
Madison Weber is a medevac EMT with Aspirus. She said calling 911 right away, throwing the person a flotation device, and keeping an eye on where they are will help emergency responders.
The HSHS Act, or Hospitality Stability and Health Services Act, was introduced by Senator Tammy Baldwin Thursday. According to a press release, the new legislation is meant to protect communities from the sudden closure of essential hospitals. If passed into law, a closing hospital system would be required to notify the Department of Health and Human Services and develop a plan with public input to connect patients with accessible care. The notification would be required at least 90 days in advance of the closure. One of America's oldest nonprofit health care providers still struggles with growing its brand. Kendra Davenport is the president of Easter Seals. She says too few people understand exactly what the organization does.
61 million Americans identify as being disabled. That's a quarter of the American population. More people need to understand just how many people are disabled so that we can ensure that our world becomes more inclusive, more equitable, and more accessible.
Easter Seals serves 1.5 million Americans with disabilities.
We provide essential services and on-the-ground supports to millions of individuals and their families every year, from early childhood to the critical first 5 years, autism services, transportation, medical rehab, and employment programs that target and assist veterans as well as senior citizens.
Easter Seals was founded more than 100 years ago and has become the largest nonprofit healthcare agency in the country. Some Dane County residents have been waiting days to get their mail. People in Mazomanie told WKOW they've been having problems for a week. A photo being shared online shows a ton of mail sitting in bins outside the post office unattended. The village administrator told the station they believe this is all because of a staffing shortage. Some residents are most concerned about getting medications on time. Military scientists have identified the remains of a Wisconsin airman who died during World War II when his aircraft was shot down over Germany during a bombing mission. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency said Thursday that U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie's remains were identified using anthropological analysis and mitochondrial DNA. Bodie was a 20-year-old tail gunner from Racine aboard a B-24H Liberator when it was shot down over Kassel, Germany, September 27, 1944, after completing a bombing run. Several crew members who bailed out of the crippled bomber said they did not see Bodie escape before it crashed. Bodie's remains will be buried in Racine September 27th. Despite a decrease in sales, Harley-Davidson outperformed expectations in the past 3 months. The company, heading into their anniversary weekend, reports a 12% increase in revenue and a 23% rise in profit. The company's focus has been on selling the more expensive touring motorcycles. Harley-Davidson's statement says they do anticipate lower revenue this year due to challenging market conditions. The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration kicks off today. The celebration is underway with a 12U baseball tournament going on all weekend, as well as live music. A parade will be held Sunday, followed by the chicken barbecue. Kinchy's pedal pull will be at 1 Sunday, and fire truck rides will be from 3 to 4. Although Highway 23 is closed due to road construction, John Rulin says there are alternate routes to the Plain Fire and EMS celebration this weekend.
If you're coming from Spring Green to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N.
The curtain will rise on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin production of The Music Man tonight. The performance will be held at 7 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets are priced at $20 for adults and $15 for children. A family package, which includes two adult tickets and any number of children, is also available for $60. Additional performances will be held Saturday and again next Friday and Saturday nights at 7, and Sundays, July 28th and August 4th at 2. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Sauk County Justice Diversion and Support Programs, the Support People and Empower Recovery Coalition, and Public Health Sauk County will host a free community event at Devil's Lake State Park Tuesday from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. The event will be held on the south shore of Devil's Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. The event will feature hiking, swimming, games, fishing and kayaking, as well as live music by Alexander Gabriel from 12:30 to 1:30. There will also be free food and non-alcoholic beverages. Register for this free event at bit.ly/dayatdevilslake2024. If you have any questions, contact Hannah Erdman at 608-963-8467.